Hello, hello, this is Tommen, Lord Tommen, Prince Tommen. But most of all, you know me. I've come to win your hearts by merely having the greatest honor a boy could ever possibly have to be the best friend of Sir Pounce. And he has been that do not like to would say saddled. But I would say graced or kissed by fiery friendship of Tommen. He's my best friend. I'm his best friend. He's Sir Pounce. I'm Sir Tommen. And we're here to talk to you about the world, not a continent. We're here to talk to the world for the podcast, man. He says, it's fiction time. Time for me to stretch a tale. But don't worry, Sir Pounce, not your tale. Tommen would never stretch the tail of an animal. What do insects have tails for? I've stared at an insect and I've said, well... Oh, but so I was going to tell you, so there's a... Another title I've been thinking about attaining is like... Master Kelper, Tommen, what do you think about that? Or Kelp King, Tommen, Mr. Kelpalina is another one. I say, oh, well, Pounce, Kelpalina's home. Time to get giant. I tried filling things in my room. They said, what are you doing? What is this? I said, I'm preparing for a couple, well, for one day. I'm trying to fill my room with water is what I'm doing. Well, why would you? Said to prepare for Kelpalina. What is a Kelpalina? And I said, Mother, I can no longer just be your boy. I have dreamed of a woman in blue. And she said, who is this woman? Well, I said, she said, I got your hands full with your brother and this Marjorie. Oh, wait, Mujerai. It was a fictional woman. Fictional mother. Well, no, if I had a fictional mother, well, I couldn't have Kelpalina because of the feelings. I don't know. But I said, so I tried to fill my room to Pip, and then the pod man said, well, come to my place. Till things, because everybody, I don't know, so I... And then I went through his get a freezer. And he said, I'll be right back. Don't touch anything. So as soon as I said, what is this? It's like I opened it and inside was a brick of kelp. And I said, what is this? And I took it out. I said, this is kelp in here. And I said, no. And I threw myself on the ground. I said, oh, I cried. And then the brick, it was cold. Against my skin before I put it in my not in my pants, no, but that does hurt. And then he came home. He said that. I said, why, what is this? I shook it in his face. Do you understand? I am a prince. You, is this proof you have wed Kelpalina? She sends you. And I said, he said, it's spinach, Tommen. It is different than kelp. It grows on the land. Kelp is the spinach of the sea. And I started screaming. He said, why don't you make a miniature Kelpalina out of this? So I did. I crafted her. And he said, you know, I could give you some glue. And he said, this is the kind of glue. He goes, Tom, and I was once like you. This bad man said, and he said, this is glue. You can mix it with the spinach and make a Kelpalina that will stand, a little statue of her. But also, if I don't supervise you properly and you drink this glue, you will not be hurt. But don't drink it because, you know, it costs money, he said. And I said, okay, well. And I said, tell me more about this drinking of glue. You have drank glue, sir. And he said, yes, he said, and we sat around, and the two of us sipped at the bottle of glue. He sat down, he said, let's go under the table here, his kitchen table. We put the Kelpalina, the spinach, on a plate, And I mushed it and I squeezed it and we mixed the glue and then we would sip at the glue. And I said, are we friends? And he said, we are friends, I think, Tom, and I like you. But I mean, you know, it would be a strange friendship to have trans. I think he called it a trans meridian or something. And the whole time Sir Pounce was sleeping, I said, Sir Pounce must like you. And I said, he said he thinks Sir Pounce tolerates him because he said, him and cats, he's allergic. And sometimes, you know, cats and him don't get along. And I said, so they made this glue just for you? And I said, he said, no, Tom. And he said, once I was a boy like you. And he said, Tom, and how many times have you eaten something you're not supposed to? And I said, I don't know, because I cannot count. I said, many times I've eaten. They said, you know, they said they put extra locks on the maester's chambers to keep me from there. But I've gone to the cleaning facilities. And he said, well, one day, Tom, and lucky you live back then, for now they have many new chemicals and many new dangers. And he said, you know, when I was a boy like you, Tom, and I would eat everything. In this glue, it is called non-toxic, for there are many other children that like to drink glue. Before my time, Tom, and I think they had glue that was not healthy for children to drink. But now, like, and then I said, is this going to glue our insides? And he said, I don't know, Tom, and we laughed. And he said, oh, I'm glued up, Tom, and can you help me? And I said, oh, no, I'm too glued. And then we woke Sir Pounce, and he said, right around. And I said, Sir Pounce. And then I said, tell me more about this glue trouble. And he said, Tom, and I would not eat just glue. Sometimes I would eat dioramas. And I said, what is a diorama? And then we talked under this table, and he said, it's made of Play-Doh. And I said, I would like some of this Play-Doh. And he said, well, this Kelpalina, this is kind of like a spinach glue Play-Doh. But then we made some of this Play-Doh. Play-Doh. I love to say Play-Doh. 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 And I said, even me and Sir Pounce were playing with the Play-Doh. He would pat it. He would lick it. Sir Pounce likes to lick the Play-Doh before it dries. But we made it, me and this Podman made some figures, the sea monkey men that were like, and then Kelpalina was blasting them with a staff I gave her before our wedding called the Staff of Painful Memories. And she said, you will take this memory from my husband, Tommen, forever. And she would, you know, and they would say, no, this is too traumatic for me. My mind cannot understand. What do I think? I drifted away there. So the pod man, he said, and I said, what would happen to you when you ate these Play-Dohs? Because we were eating, we built them, and then we ate them. And I said, this does not taste good. And he said, yes, but if you're not allowed to eat it, it's tempting for me to eat. And then he told me about this thing called school he had. And at his school, he said that he would go and learn, but he said there was many sad memories there, because he said the teachers would scream at him, much like me. They would say, why did you eat that? Why? What is wrong with you? And I said, what a teacher. So a teacher is like your mother. Does she spend too much time with your uncle? And he said, no, Tom, and I did not, it took a while. I did not understand many, but as far as I could tell, it was like an adult, a maester, basically, that makes you learn, but he would learn with other common children. The pod man is a commoner. He smells a bit like a commoner. You say, oh, what are you, a out-of-work soldier? And he says, well, thank you, Tom. And no, but I could, you know, I could probably beat you in a fight. And then Sir Pounce with my rifle. And he says, I'm kidding. But what was my point? So I said, well, tell me at the school, he told me the kids could be mean. And I said, meaner than Joff? He said, well, not quite. He said, but some. And so then that night I dreamed of me and Sir Pounce and the Podman. And the Podman was a boy. But Sir Pounce and I flew across the land of dreams by the power, of course, of Capolina's love, which causes me to my stomach to inflate and my testes, the maester, cause them blow up like a tickling balloon, and I fly through the sky. And Sir Pounce flies with me. He doesn't have Capolina's powers, but I don't know. And I said, we are going to find the Podman and help him through this dream to his childhood. And we found the common school. And the children were my age. They were playing, and they said, I saw them. They were going to play a game, and they were picking the children. And the Podman, he was a very small lad, looked like a one of the lower commoners. I'll be honest, he was skinny. He had a face stain on his face. I said, what is on your face, Podman? Do you remember me, Tom? And he said, what? Why you got, why, what's that cat doing at school? And I said, well, I'm here to help you. What is that on your face? He said, it's a Kool-Aid stain, semi-permanent Kool-Aid stain. And I said, hmm. And he said, what are you, and they were picking, he said, what are you, I said, what is happening? He said, picking sides for dodgeball. And I said, what is this dodgeball? And he said, I'm having a flash forward. And I said, you remember me, Kelpolina's ray of passionate help. I'm here on Kelpolina's, you know, to impress her. I'm going to go back and tell her how I helped you so she will love me. And he said, well, I'm so, he was very skinny and smaller than the other kids. And then he said, we did not get picked, Tom. And then, so Pounce was already out on the, they had two sides, and all the children had these red balls. And so Pounce screeched, and I had never heard that screech before, and all the children looked, and they said, what is that? And they, a couple of the kids that were, seemed like Joff threw balls at so Pounce, and so Pounce darted away, and then stared at the boys, and then looked at us. And they looked at the boys, and they said, oh, the little boy that was said mean things to me and the pod man. And Saban said, rah, rah. And he said, oh, the cat and his two kittens want to play. This was the meanest boy. His name was Boloko, Balajan, I don't know, something. Bull boy. And it was me and the pod boy and Sir Pounce. And then a couple other kids was that were, they had these things on their face. They called them four eyes. They said, oh, bring the four eyes with you. And it was like he had glass, windows on his, do we have windows? I don't know. But he had windows, magnifying windows on his face. And then I said, well, what is this dodgeball game? We're supposed to help you with your trauma, to de-trauma-ray you. And he said, you guys should better. And then a ball flew by my face. And then, boom, another one hit my face. And my ear stung. But inside, usually I would cry or scream. I felt something triggered by Capolina, which I have seen my father... occasionally turned to rage. And I grabbed a ball and I threw it at a boy and it hit him in the stomach and he said, whoa. And they said, you can't do that, you're out. And I said, I'm a prince. I do as I wish. And they said, what is what? And they started throwing balls and we were throwing balls. And Sir Pounce was popping balls. And many, and they said, well, you can't, no hitting in the head. And I said, you hit me in my face. You're lucky I don't have you drawn and quartered. And the pod boy, he was not very good at throwing. I throw much harder than him. I hit many more people than him. So I said, why don't you not play and just be me and Pounce. Pounce dodges the balls. I catch them and throw them. You just, and he said, I thought that's why you were... schoolyard pick, you were supposed to pick me. And I said, four eyes is much faster than you. You are so small, when the balls hit you, you fly. And Sir Pounce gave me this look like, what the hell are you doing, Tom? And how is Capolina ever going to love you? I got that all from a look from Sir Pounce. And I said, come join us, Podman. And we played this dodgeball, and we hit many people with the balls. And I was mad with both the rage and the anger and the throwing and the hitting. But it was not like there was no one came yelling, what are you doing, Tom? And when the game was over, the kids, they said, wow, you guys are crazy. That was a crazy game of dodgeball. What do you guys call yourselves? And I said, Team Kelpalina. We are the Kelp boys, the Kelpaliners. And they said, okay, well, we'll see you around, I guess. And I don't know. Then I said, well, I got to fly back to me and Sapon's got to get going, Pod Boy. Good luck with your game. And so we returned to our world and this present world. And I said, well, one day I'll whisper that to Kelpalina, how I don't know what we did. I felt heroic, I tell you, that I must get this dodgeball. But they don't let me out of my room, of course, so I've been throwing my pillows. And even Sir Pouncey, I tried to throw one at Sir Pouncey, so he said, no, Tommen. We are friends, we are best friends. We're on the same team. So I don't know. It's not a very great... I was just trying to share the nice thing. I said, well, Kelpalina's going to want to know what nice things I did. I figured that out on my own. So that's one I'm going to impress her. What flowers would you bring to a woman that lives under the sea? Will she... because I have no scales. Will that... Does she have a bow that is covered in scales and fins? For I could, two of my toes are stuck together. No one knows that. Mother said, never show anyone my toes. They say they're webbed toes. So I figure that is good for me and Kelpalina. And our children, I still don't understand any of that, but these feelings I feel. I think I am becoming a man, because when I threw that dodgeball and I hit that boy and it said plap, I felt like the hound for once in my life. For once in my life, I felt good. But then the boy was not hurt, so I did not feel bad. He said, wow. I mean, at first they were mad, but then they realized no rules dodgeball, they called it. And I never got upset. I said, wow, this is... So I would like to go to school. I think I would do great in school. I would have the best friends. People would be like, look at that guy with his cat. He talks to his cat. He dreams of a woman in a kelp forest and being with her alone forever. His best friend's a cat. He is shaped like a pear-like shape that is just so... So I think school is the thing for me, you know. I think, and poor Pod Boy, I don't know how he would do, but me, I'd be like the Jack of Joes, or whatever they would say. Here comes Tom and Pounce, look out. Holy macaroni, everybody loves those guys at our school of schools. They're drinking glue and eating Play-Doh. And, you know, ball in the Dodges. So that's a fantasy of mine. First Kelpalina was school. I don't know. But that's, I don't know what I'm talking about tonight, but I just wanted to share that with you. Because I like the Pod Man, but he's, you know, sad little man. He's not little. He's actually bigger than me. Well, taller than me, not bigger, wider. He's not wider. But I'm not that wide. They say, Mother says I'm husky. And they say, well, I said, is that it? You're using your shaming voice, Mother, but husky sounds good, like a good thing. And she says, oh, you, no more sweets. Anyway, so that's a tale of Sir Pounce and Tommen and Podman, Dodgeball, and Kelpalina's love. Okay, talk to you soon. Okay, it's time for my prayers. Crone, sweet, sweet crone, Miller Smith, Barky, Jester. It's me, your servant, your earthly servant, planet Earth. praying in. Well, gods, you know, I don't know how well that discussion went last week about walking. There was some unintended stuff that got brought up. By now, my mother might have heard that stuff, and I'll probably be grounded, which would be, I don't know how she's, well, I'm going to visit her in a couple weeks. God, you better keep an eye on her. But, you know, I gotta, but she could still ground me or, you know, shame. Oh, my son, why did you say that on the podcast? So I don't need to be giving anybody any palpitations. So I was like, how, what are we going to talk about this week? What am I going to prayer it up to the gods? Give them the earthly, I don't have earthly wisdom, God, but earthly information I've been trying to teach about my planetary situation. And as you guys may or may not remember, last night we watched Snowpiercer for the second time. Of course, I didn't hear from you guys. I don't know, when I went to the bathroom, though, the popcorn was gone, Barky. There was a leaf in the bottom of the popcorn bowl, so I don't know if it was you or one of your friends or you, you know, you have control, like if you guys are like one species, one organism spiritually. I don't know how that works with you trees, but it's, you know, it's your business. But that was my popcorn. It would have been nice to at least hear. Which is, so I was like, hey, I'll pray about Snowpiercer. And I said, whoa, wait a second. Crone, you had to put her through the porn last week, and the grape nuts, you know, she was probably planning on eating some grape nuts when she got to Earth. So I figured, I said, okay, well, Snowpiercer, what else am I going to talk to them about? It, you know, if I tried to pick something inane, like walking blew up on me. So then I said, well, I could probably say, you know, Snowpiercer is so much to talk about, such a brave, wonderful movie. But then I remembered something from earlier this week. Pitchfork reviewed Physical Graffiti, of Led Zeppelin album, 40 years old this week. And I was like listening to it a few times. And I was just fantasizing what it would be like to be a teenager listening to that when it first came out. Mind blowing. So I figured, you know, every song is a prayer. Every copyright is something I cannot violate. But what if I pray, I listen? You guys won't be able to hear it, gods, but you can hear it because you're, you know, every prayer is, every song is a prayer. The Silver Tone taught me that. He said a prayer for me to stop talking because he was trying to do a show in the audience. And I kept going, Silver Tone, Silver Tone. And he said, this is a jazz concert, Scooter. That was a dream, though, so that didn't really happen. I mean, it could, probably will. But, I mean, you know, guys, I'm always trying to figure out a way to make my prayers more powerful so they actually, you know, result. You know, I know prayers aren't results-based, but I figured experimental prayers can't really go. You know, if my regular prayers, well, I guess they've all been experimental because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. What in the seven hells I'm doing. So I figured I'd kick a little Zep on, they call it Zep, and pray to that while I listen, at least gods, and you will listen. So here we go. Okay. I gotta turn it down so it doesn't. Hey, gods, this is me praying. Yeah, I'm praying to you, gods. And I'm praying. Okay, it didn't work. So here it goes, guys. I'm praying. I'm jazzing it up because I'm thinking you guys are great. So great, I'm bopping my head, saying, yeah, gods. Yeah, the gods are great. Gods are great. Crone, Miller, Smith, Barky, Jester, Smith. I took you guys to the movies, you know, when you didn't say anything. I'd like to take you to the shore, get our feet wet, you know. Gods, because you're truly my gods, the best. Hey, Crone. Hey, Crone. Hey, Crone. Yeah. Hey, gods, you know, thinking about you guys. You guys are like a guitar in my ear. Jimmy Page. Thinking you guys are the best, you know. But I don't know what house you live in. Is your house holy? You know, would you guys watch me, like, when I toilet paper stuff? I don't know how else is going, gods, but, hey, I want to say let's go and gardens grow. Hey, Crone, what's up with you? That's my favorite part, Crone. When I say, hey, Crone, oh, I'm missing it. It's like a guitar solo, I think. Well, anyway, guys, this is rock and roll. Crone, you're probably covering your ears. You know, it was like, are you guys sitting on my shoulders watching everything, listening to these tunes? They don't call them tunes anymore, guys. But, you know, you guys planted the seeds of love deep inside me. You know, Crone? You know, Crone? I don't know, guys. This is not a... feels blasphemous because for Led Zeppelin, not to you guys. Because this is not a... I wonder if I turned up, would it happen, guys? Crone, do you get dizzy when you're high? They say the music's my master. And I need to hear the call, gods. Maybe that's what I've been missing out on is heeding your call, Crone. Like spiders on a dime. But, you know, gods. You know I'm praying to you, gods. But there's no use in trying to blaspheme. Because, you know, I'm already mad with praise. Does it hurt when I sing to you, Crone? These are the only words I know how to pray. Pray to you all. But hey, praying to you, Crone. Oh, sweet Crone. Hey, gods, I'm praying. Hey, gods, I'm praying. Hey, gods, I'm praying. Guys, where were you last night when we were watching Snowpiercer? I put it up. I turned it up. I turned it up. What did you think about the guy from Winter Soldier? Was he badass or what? Was he the coat and the hat, the beard? What did you think, Crone? I don't know how this prayer is going, gods, because I got something in my other ear. I kind of feel like almost like Crone-like and say, what? Did somebody say something? Oh, is this, Crone? Hey, Crone, what happened to those boots I prayed about, you know? Those boots I prayed about, the boots I prayed about, the boots I prayed about. Hey, gods, where's my stuff? Okay, gods, I stopped it there. That's the end of the song. Taking my ear thing out, I don't know. That was called Houses of Holy by Led Zeppelin. Physical Graffiti, gods, that's an album, music. Yeah, rock and roll. England's was the cradle of rock and roll for Zeppelin, Rolling Stones. Rolling Stones English? That's a good question. I don't. And the Beatles. But they had all these American influences on their music, especially African American influences from the wonderful music of America. And they weaved it all together into, you know, stuff that was pretty loud, electrically driven music. I don't know. So I don't know, guys. At least I didn't embarrass myself and talk about it. Maybe I did because I couldn't hear what I was sounding like when I was saying. I was going to do In the Light, too. Maybe I should just do that. In the light. Hey, Crone. Hey, Crone. I'm not listening to it, so it may be better. If I'm praying to you, I will pray to the Crone. I will pray to the Crone. If I pray, it won't be just to the Crone, though, gods. It's all of you and all of you. And then at some point it goes like, the Miller, the Smith, and Barky, and Jester, I pray to thee. It's better, I guess, if I don't listen to it. I pray to you, hey, all you gods. I pray to you, cause you all rock. You gods, you came to earth, you didn't know. The rules are culture, what to show. So I told you about walking last week, and then I spilled the beans about porn and grape nuts. And then Gather's like, I don't read a lot about music theory, but this song and some of the other songs, I feel like they have like a little acts, A-C-T-S, A-C, like act one, act two, act three. So there's like the first part where I sing, hey, crone, and the crony crone. And then there's that part, ba-da. And then there's this part, you gods, I said, hey, what's up? I'm trying to teach you about Zeppelin. Hey, gods, I'm bound. Get ready. Bye-bye, hey, gods. I'm gonna give you a super prayer right now. Oh, I miss it. Hey, and the god, praising to the gods. Everybody praise the gods. Do. No, I lost the gods, huh? In the gods. Everybody pray in the gods. Bam. I guess because I'm not a musician, but it goes like into this. By God. I can't go that high. Gods. Everybody pray into the gods. Old and new. Oh, those gods, but not that evil Lord of Light. Even though the song's called In the Light, we don't pray to that Lord of Light. We don't like demon childs. Hey, gods. I don't know, gods. So it's an experimental prayer. Everybody prays to the gods. Oh, wait, no, only I pray to you. Praying to the gods old and new, only I'm praying to you. But you don't give me no boots. Hey, gods, something like that. I don't know if I was listening, it'd be even more confusing, because then I was trying to sing, talk, but listen to the music as debating it, gods. And so it might have ruined Houses of Holy. But, and then there's like, hey, wait a minute, of a hey, gals. I don't know. I don't have the voice to carry it out. Or, you know, I'm not having guitars and drums and bass laying it down. But, you know, I just, you know, it's like I like you guys so much. I wanted to give you something new. Maybe I should have talked about Snowpiercer gods, but that was like, it's tough to even, what'd you think about the schoolroom scene gods? Did you, like, guys, were you trying to, did you suspend your disbelief? Because you needed to, remember I said, all right, everybody, let's put on our imaginary hats of suspension of disbelief. And I said, Crone, I don't want to hear you sigh. Remember that, Crone? I said, no sighing. And then I reminded you at each train part. I said, when we go into the next train, no sighing. You know, this is fun. Just immerse yourself, Crone. You could do it. But then I forgot about that early on in the scene, the battle scene. So I was like, oh boy, Crone's out. So that's why I didn't really talk about it. But what a movie. I love that movie, guys. Oof. I got to tell you, the vision, the mind behind that. And again, I talked about it a long time back. Just the courage to make a movie so different. I mean, similar to some movies in the last 30, 40 years, but I don't know. And then I have all the wonderful casting. I'm big on casting gods, and they really nailed it out of the park in this one. So, you know, just something I appreciate. Plus, it distracts you from how I botched the singing prayer, the Zeppelin prayer. But, you know, gods, I want to send a big Zeppelin. Zeppelins used to be an airship, which was like, you guys don't even have balloons. It's really hard sometimes to explain. No wonder I get distracted and start talking about my personal problems. But a Zeppelin is like a, like, is there a bird? Isn't there a bird that, like, fills itself with air when it panics? You guys know what is that fish called? Blowfish gods? It's like a blowfish in the air with a little thingamajig and you fly around. But then at some point, they made them with hydrogen, which is an explosive. So that's, I don't know what they were thinking, to be honest. Again, I don't want to, make it seem like I'm the only sensible person in the history of, humankind. But I was like, why didn't they call me? I guess my DNA wasn't even, existing yet, but, say, hey, we're thinking about building these giant airships full of hydrogen, very explosive material, but floats lighter than air. So we weighed the pros and cons of it and said, hey, why not? It's inexpensive. We want to, I guess it goes to Icarus gods. We were always trying to be Kid Icarus. What was his name? Or was he the kid? Who was his dad? His dad was not Telemachus. I don't know. It'll come to me, gods. At some point. Oh, wasn't he? Was he the dude that designed the maze? I think he was. But, Icarus flew too close to this. Well, you don't know about it. Anyway, guys, I got to go. I tried, and it's just my constant attempts to praise your sweet, sweet name, sweet crone, sweet, sweet crone, Miller Smith Barkey Jester. You might notice I haven't talked about the maiden since obsessively talked about the maiden since you guys came to my world. Don't worry, maiden. I don't get any, don't worry. I did forget about you, but only when, 'cause you weren't in the light. Why doesn't the maiden step in the light? Hey, maiden, what's up with you, maiden? So yeah, that's it. Oh, there's cowbell in one of those two songs too. I think houses dizzy when you're stoned, just in one ear, God. So you gotta listen to these things with headphones on. All right, I'm gonna check out. All right, good night, gods.